It's Monday, October 15th, 2012.
Let me introduce the band members one by one.
To me, it sounds like catfish frying.
Thanks for tuning into The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Partly just for fun, partly to confuse strangers.
You're funky. Music.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Suburban town. I've been up all night just wandering around. Is anybody out there? Is anyone? Is anybody out there? This suburban hell. The high school is on fire, and the churches are as well. Is anyone? Is anybody out there? Is anyone? Is anybody out there?
Oh man, what a fantastic song to open up this here episode of The Sounds in My Head. That was The Ballet. They're from right here in Brooklyn, New York. That was the song Is Anybody Out There? It's from their forthcoming album coming out early next year called I Blame Society. And what they've done is they've released that song as a video preview. It's on Vimeo. You can watch it to your heart's content. And boy, it's a fantastic song. The video is just like what you'd expect from the gayest of gay indie pop bands. It's just like, I don't know what it is. I have no idea what it is. It doesn't really go with the song to me. Maybe the colors do. I'm not sure. But the video, whatever. The song, excellent. Boy, do I love the song. Can't wait for the new album. So excited. And when that comes out, you can count on hearing more of it right here on the show, because I'm such a big fan of the ballet, of course. Okay, speaking of things I'm a big fan of, how about the Generationals? They're from New Orleans, Louisiana. We're going to hear a couple songs off their newly self-released EP, Lucky Numbers. First, the title track, Lucky Numbers. Then we're going to hear Sail City, both super fantastic. And can't wait for their full album, which I think is due out maybe early next year as well. So check this out, the Generationals with Lucky Numbers and Sail City, both fantastic, both from their new Lucky Numbers EP, which you're definitely going to want to pick up. Here it is, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
We'll be right back. Finally, new rule, I don't expect the far-right Christian group Focus on the Family to agree with me on everything, or even anything. But they do have to answer one question. If you're doing God's work and God is perfect, how come you're always wrong? I bring this up because in 2008, Focus on the Family tried to frighten their vast mailing list of snake handlers and early-onset dementia patients by sending out a letter with a set of predictions about what our great nation would look like if we elected that evil Count Chocula as our president. And of the 34 predictions they made, they got right exactly none. If I may, let me relay some of the predictions Focus on the Family made about what would happen if Obama became president. The Boy Scouts of America, gone. Private guns, seized. Abortion, free on demand. Now look, I know who Focus on the Family is. They're an anti-gay lobbying group disguised as a church. Basically, the God hates fags guys crossed with Bain Capital. So I'm not surprised they'd be trying to scare rubes into giving them money. That's what grifters do. But 0 for 34? Look, now that Obama's first term is almost over and America has not turned into one big gay circle jerk, you would think they would apologize. Sorry, Obama, we confuse you with RuPaul. There are no apologies on today's far right. We'll be right back. Mitt Romney said in 2007 it wasn't worth going into Pakistan to get bin Laden. And in 2008, he predicted that if Detroit got their bailout, quote, you can kiss the American automotive industry goodbye. Is there no penalty anymore for just being wrong? Wrong. Forget ideology. You thought something in the future would go a certain way. Great stakes were riding on whether you got it right, and you didn't. All the Republicans in 93 said Clinton's raising taxes would destroy the economy, and it did the opposite. In 2003, George Bush was certain Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. In 1964, Ronald Reagan said Medicare would destroy our freedom. As Joe Biden says, folks, use your common sense.
For the last song you heard, we heard two songs by a band from San Francisco. They're called Craft Spells. The two songs we heard were Party Talk and Warmth. Party Talk off their first album called Idle Labor, which is super duper fantastic. I really love that album. And then Warmth was from a newer release they just came out with recently called Gallery. And both quite good stuff. If you like that sound of, you know, I don't know what that sound is, but it's very common these days. And that's fortunate because I like it. So I can deal with that. Craft Spells right there. Check them out if you like those two songs. The song we just heard, The Ravenettes from Copenhagen, Denmark. We heard the song She Owns the Streets. It's from their new album called Observator. And not my favorite, I have to say. It's just not that interesting. I don't know. It's fine. Nothing bad on it. It's not like bad or anything. It's just not a lot of standout tracks. I don't know. Not my favorite record. But I did like She Owns the Streets. That kind of stood out to me a little bit more than other things on that otherwise fine album by the Ravenettes. Okay, up next, a band from New Zealand. He's called Robert Scott, better known as the lead singer and vocalist, guitar player, etc. for the band The Bats. Longtime New Zealand band The Bats. Very good stuff. And he's got his own stuff that he does solo. And we're going to hear a couple tracks from his new album called Ends Run Together. And we're going to hear the song Messages and Tuscan Nights, both pretty good songs right here by Robert Scott from New Zealand.
Mine. Of stuff this president doesn't love.
We've got to tackle this debt crisis before it tackles us.
Their ideas are old and their ideas are bad.
Obama promised hope and change, turned his campaign into attack, blame, and defame.
This is a bunch of stuff this president doesn't love.
We've got to tackle this debt crisis before it tackles us.
Tell us how you'd straighten the budget out, and speak on an eighth grade level so we know what you're talking about.
They talk about this recession and it fell out of the sky like, oh my goodness, where did it come from? It came from this man voting to put $2 in the credit card.
But we're going in the wrong direction. Look at where we are, barely limping along.
Stop talking about how you care about people. Show me something. Show me a policy.
We face a very big choice. What kind of country are we going to be? What kind of country are we going to give our kids? What kind of country? What kind of country?
My friend recently said 30% of the people are takers. These people are my mom and dad. These people are my neighbors.
Time's up. Any last words? Now's your final chance to get yourself heard.
The calendar works the same every year.
It does work the same every year.
It's warm or it's not.
Why? baby. I know it's hard for you, my baby, because it's hard for me, my baby, in the darkest hours just before.
The song before the last song you heard was Lightships from Glasgow, Scotland. It's Gerald Scott's band. Gerald Scott, better known as a lead singer for Teenage Fan Club, but he's got this other thing he does sometimes called Lightships, and that's what we heard a cut from. We heard Muddy Rivers. It's from the album Electric Cables, and not my favorite of all things in the world. I think maybe the problem is I'm not a huge, you know, Gerald Love fan. I'm not a huge Teenage Fan Club fan. You know, this album Lightships, it's fine. It's, you know, it's fine. Pretty good. Muddy Rivers, that song I thought was quite good. So if you like that, check out the whole thing, Electric Cables. And if you like Teenage Fan Club, definitely want to check out Lightships as well, because it's probably right up your alley. But the song we just heard was La Sara from Los Angeles, California, one of my favorites of the last year. Really loved her last album. And we just heard an oldies cover dedicated to the one I love. Such a great song. And that actually came from the single to Devil's Hearts Grow Gold from her first record. So sort of a B-side, but I wanted to put it on because she's playing soon, and I was hoping to go see her play in a few days, so I was getting in the mood, thought, hey, this is a great song, and I just did an oldies show, what the hell, put it on. So that's what she had, dedicated to the one I love, very good stuff. Okay, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head, another old-time favorite of The Sounds in My Head, Adam Green. He's back, or coming back soon, with Binky Shapiro. They've got a new album coming out together, Adam Green and Binky Shapiro. Is that how you say it? Binky? Binky? I don't know how you say it. I'm going to go with Binky. Shapiro, and they got a new album. It's coming out next year, I believe, and they've released one song from it as a free download on their website. You can get it, and they are also playing soon, so I'm hoping to go see them too. Pretty good stuff, very excited. The song's called Here I Am. It's sort of an answer to the ballet's Is Anybody Out There? It's as if the ballet shouted from one side of Brooklyn, Is Anybody Out There? And Adam Green and Binky Shapiro shouted back, Here I Am. So here we go, Here I Am. From Adam Green and Binky Shapiro. Where else but finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Of failure inside someone to learn to feel the flavor of the sun. You of my mind to keep you with me always, all the time. Imagine scenes I hoped for you, pretending to be realistic.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Maple Leaf Rag by The New Rags. I also talked over No One Knows My Plan by They Might Be Giants, covered by Apocalypso, and Slaughter on 10th Avenue by The Postmarks. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Also, send comments to Daniel at thesoundsofmyhead.com or friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. We'll see you next time on The Sounds of My Head.